It was crop report day today, and of course, the USDA never lets you down. I always say something's going to be bearish in this report, price negative, and they found it. It was the wheat trade. The USDA, many were looking for a cut in the wheat carryout number. That was actually not cut, and it was increased by about 7 million bushels above last month. They increased our durum imports by 6 million, reduced seed usage by a million, and so they popped it to 938 million bushels. That, of course, somebody must have read the crop report the way they sold that wheat market all day from last night's higher run. Of course, rain is kind of predicted to fall over the weekend in Kansas, but does it make it far enough west where the rough stuff is, where they're saying they're not even grazing it, that will be remain to be seen. And that's why the wheat trade, even though it's under pressure, it's not collapsing. A little game of musical chairs or moving around the red cups played by the USDA, as our crush for soybeans has been stellar. So much so stellar, they had to increase crush by 35 million bushels. But rather than lower the carryout by that, they looked over at the export number and said, you know what, let's slash that another 35 million bushels and just call it good. Everything's still even. Well, they already have our soybean exports slashed considerably from the prior crop year. And so they may be getting a bit overzealous, because Emperor Trump, or Donald the Great, however you want to call it, when you've already removed within 1 hour and made a regime change in Argentina and Venezuela, have turned Cuba into the satellite of the United States, and where China gets a lot of its oil from as well, Iran. Well, it looks like by May 15th, President Trump's going to be controlling that. And so when he arrives, they're probably going to want to buy some soybeans from the U.S. and make good on their verbal comment of taking 8 million metric tons of beans of old crop, along with 25 million metric tons of beans of new crop. They're not going to want to miss that. And otherwise, Emperor Trump might not be happy with them. So whatever it is, the USDA played some games. I think our carryout probably is going to be a lot lower than what they're putting out there for right now. But beans remain stout. We have the May contract up a penny today, 11.63. July up 0.75, 11.78¾. New crop November beans off a penny, but just hugging that 11.50 range, 11.51 last. The corn market getting pulled lower by the wheat, even though the carryout was left unchanged for corn. We have May corn off 4.25, 4.43. July down 4.25, 4.53. And 3/4. December corn off 3 at 4.73. Now we go take a look at the wheat trade. Kansas down 7.25 on July, 6.04½. Chicago July off 8, 5.83¼. Minneapolis July down 5.25, 6.33½. September new crop off 4 at 6.51. Cattle futures are mixed to higher, mostly for the feeder cattle. Live cattle April off 20 cents, 248.80. June down 10, 245.82. While August gains 7 cents, 242.05. October up 30. 239, that's helping support feeders, especially with the weaker feed grains. The April feeders up 62 cents, 371.30. May feeders up $1.22, 369.22. August up $1, 368.95. All leading the cash index. That's a first for a while. The hog futures under pressure again today, down another 60 cents on the June hogs, 104.05. July down 77 cents, 106.92. Metals on recovery mode, back over 4,800 for the June gold contract, up $47, $4,823. May silver up $1.36, $76.73, while the dollar index is off another half a buck. We're at 98.42. Bitcoin up $1,235 on the April contract, $72,710. And crude oil got up over $100 this morning. We're up to $102.70 until Lebanon said, hey, we'd like to join these talks with Israel as well. Maybe it's just so they can reload their guns again. Who knows? So when that came out, crude oil went on the downslide. We're now only up $1.26 at $95.63, $7 off the highs. June crude oil up 75 cents a barrel, $88.50. Meanwhile, gasoline for the May contract off 3 cents a gallon, $2.97.5 a gallon. Diesel fuel, May is still up 3¾ cents a gallon, $3.84¼. Any questions? You can always find us information on livestock risk protection insurance, or how about our newsletter? Get a look at it for free for 30 days. Heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening. and have a profitable day.